with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump made sweeping promises and offered sharp criticism during his second inaugural address. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After taking the oath of office for a second time, Donald Trump said his presidency was ushering in a golden age.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
He also denounced the outgoing administration as corrupt.
Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents.
And the president declared he survived an assassination attempt for a reason.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
It hasn't taken long for President Trump to carry out his promise of strengthening security at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants who had appointments to enter the U.S. using the app CBP One saw those appointments canceled. CBP One is an online lottery system that gives appointments to 1,450 people each day at 8 border crossings to enter on parole. Trump had said during his inauguration speech that he was declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Even before Trump took the oath of office, the governor of Massachusetts proposed last week that all members of a family staying in emergency shelters would have to be in the country legally, and Democratic Governor Maura Healey said applicants for shelters should have to verify their identity, residency, and status before being housed. Donna Water, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, giving President Trump the first member of his cabinet. The vote was unanimous. Rubio is among the least controversial of Trump's nominees. Senators went back to work immediately after the inauguration. This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go to effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population fell for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation that's now facing both a graying population and an emerging shortage of working-age people. The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. This is SRN News. A suspected illegal gold mining ringleader escaped from custody with help from police officers after resurfacing last week from a disused mine in South Africa where dozens of miners died and 246 were rescued.
According to the South African police, the man who goes by the nickname Tiger was not booked into a police station where many of the other illegal miners are being held. A statement said it was embarrassing that officials had helped him escape from custody and warned the public that he was a dangerous fugitive. In November, when hundreds of men were deep underground, the authorities for a while refused to allow in food and water in an effort to force them out. It was a controversial move, especially now that we know dozens of them died.
That's BBC correspondent Will Ross reporting. The suspect was identified as Lesotho national James Neo Tshoeli. More at srnnews.com.